the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Evil wears many masks. At long last, both the hermit and the dead man arrived at the fifth waterfall, but not without having to clear away a lot of underbrush and brambles. Everything was remarkably peaceful, and Giovanni felt a calm descend upon him, such as he had never experienced before. All that he could hear was the steady drip of the water, striking the floor of the cave, behind it making a high-pitched soul, 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 soul sound. "Do you feel right?" asked Laureano della Torre of the hermit. "Yes, I do," he replied, "and I feel that all is right with the world also." "That is the time when you should be worried the most," observed the dead man. "When you feel free of worry and temptation is the time when the spirit of evil is already working within you, instead of trying to attack you from the outside. Satan is very sneaky that way." Giovanni felt ashamed of not having anticipated that very simple logic. He had been brought up to the mountain of El Salto, after all, to be tried and tested. There was a chilly gust of air issuing forth from behind the cascade. The air was stagnant and fetid, and a groan came forth from the very rocks themselves. There was also a decided clanking of chains that could be heard disturbing the silence. "What is that?" asked Giovanni. "That is the punishment of Satan, who has been bound for 1,000 years, came the answer from an orange glow by the torrent. Without being able to discern anyone actually there, the hermit could surmise that he was hearing the voice of the angel Raphael. "Is the evil one really bound for only 1,000 years? He asked the angel. "Huh. 1,000 years is only a metaphorical expression. 1,000 years to God are not the same as 1,000 years for mankind," Raphael said. "Men tend to confuse the story of the fall of Satan with that of the Greek myth of Prometheus, who was bound to the top of the Caucasus Mountains for having dared to give man fire or the divine spark. But is truth not the same truth for all, regardless of language or culture, history or tradition?" asked Giovanni of the angel, all the while keeping his head lowered. "It is," started the angel, "depending on just how you define that truth. If it is the idea of being that which doesn't deceive nor lead astray, then yes, truth is the same for all. However, it is wise to remember that truth wears only one face, while deception wears a different mask for every occasion. It can even put on the mask of goodness." Slowly, the holy hermit began to feel an uncomfortable chill creep up his spine. There was something in the way that the angel had spoken to him that made Giovanni suspect that he was hiding something. His logic and generosity were just a little too calculated. "In the name of the Most Holy Trinity, I charge you now," the hermit blurted out. "Tell me who you are." Suddenly, the beatific voice of the angel turned sour, and a revolting stench escaped full forth from the mouth of the cave. "I can see, Giovanni," said the voice coming forth from the cascade, "that you are well protected upon this mountain. Even in your isolation through life, you are close to the beatific vision, as I can ever be." He groaned as if he were in agony. "But not even the angel Raphael will be able to help you. He who taught the healing art of leaves to the prophet Ezekiel will not withstand the power of those that are to come after me. Go, Giovanni, go." Satan ordered the hermit to wave harshly. "It is time that you met the prince consort of the netherworld himself. His joy is to rant and to rave for all eternity. He is the demon of wrath." The holy hermit scurried away from the brink of the fifth waterfall, thoroughly shaken by the presence of Satan on earth. He felt his way along the rock face of the mountain, trying to climb higher as quickly as possible. Suddenly, a hand appeared from around the corner of the cliff and reached out for him. "Ah! Ah!" exclaimed the hermit, letting out a cry of terror. In the split second before he realized that it was the hand of Laureano. "Ah, Giovanni, where is your faith?" asked the dead man. "You will need to guard your five wits well for your next trial at the sixth waterfall, for it is there that you will meet Beelzebub himself. The Lord of the Flies, whispered the hermit to himself as he took the hand of the dead man. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.